Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 185. And we're going to start off yet again with some sad news from one of our own. This comes to us via Highway 50 Fright Field in North Bend, Ohio. It is with a heavy heart that we share the passing of one of our past Highway 50 Fright Field actors and friends. Mike Petrie of Verona, Kentucky, has passed away at the all-too-young age of 53. Mike was a fun-loving, fun-spirited, energetic friend. He played Jason Voorhees a few years back, and more recently he has played the large evil nun. I was shocked to hear of his passing, and our hearts go out to his family and friends. Fly high, my man, you will be sorely missed by all. We hope and pray that you will find peace, since you are in a better place now. Love, hugs, and sweet prayers to all your loved ones, the staff of Highway 50 Fright Field. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Mike Petrie, or Mike Petrie, and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news, a little international news, from a haunted Halloween at Blackstone Cemetery in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. It is with a heavy heart that we formally announce that Halloween 2020 at Blackstone Cemetery has been canceled. The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic does not show signs of easing up anytime soon, and I would hate to feel responsible for any crowds gathering to view even a simple yard display. In addition, my long-awaited and several times canceled knee replacement surgery has been rescheduled, and I will still be recovering come October. However, I look forward to coming back bigger, better, and spookier in 2021. Keep up with all their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Blackstone Cemetery. We have this bit of news from the Nashville Nightmare Haunted Attraction in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville Nightmare is hiring all positions for 2020. We're looking for seasonal actors, event staff, and many more positions. Don't forget to check out our new health and safety standards for this year. To apply and learn more, visit 13th floor, that's the number 13, TH floor, .formstack.com/forms/Nashville_nightmare. We have this news from the Reign of Terror haunted house in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey folks, 2020 is happening. We are planning to open in late September and weekends through Halloween. Special operating procedures will be in place for COVID-19, including reserved scheduled entrance on all tickets. All tickets will be sold online. Our ticket booth will be closed. We're going to have limited capacity and strict social distancing, mask required, and other actions enforced as necessary per COVID guidelines. And we have a new refund policy to allow your money back in case you cannot attend. Our full schedule will be announced soon. See our website for current pricing, details, and information at rothaunted.com. Staying out in California, we have this news from Grimm's Hollow Haunted Attraction in San Jose, California. It is with great reluctance that we must announce that Goblin's Glen will not be opening this year due to the health risks. We feel we cannot keep our audience, cast members, and monsters safe, and will need to stay shuttered for the season. But we'll welcome you all back in 2021, and we'll be ready to scare again. Please stay well and remember to wear a Halloween mask for fun and safety. Keep up with their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Grimm's Hollow. There's some more news from the Haunt Town Haunted House in Port Townsend, Washington. For the safety of the patrons and our crew, we regrettably have to inform all our Haunted House fans this year that due to the pandemic and the restrictions, we are canceling Haunt Town 2020. 2021 will hopefully be phenomenal and will scare you next year. Sincerely, your Haunt Town crew. Keep up with any of their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/haunttown. We have this update from the Spirit Halloween stores. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. Believe it or not, Spirit Halloween stores have already begun popping up across the country. Check for your local stores on their website, and you'll find no shortage of trick-or-treat merchandise up for grabs this year. Spirit has been beefing up their trick-or-treat collection with each passing year, and this year they've got everything from a new Funko Pop to a female Sam costume. This Halloween season, Spirit has even made replicas of the creepy vintage Halloween masks worn by the kids in the movie's memorable Halloween School Bus Massacre segment. Skeleton mask, bunny mask, and clown mask are available for $12.99 each. The officially licensed half masks are made of high-quality plastic with elastic bands for wearing, and you can browse the full trick-or-treat collection over on spirithalloween.com or your local store. We have this news from Fearscape's Haunted Attraction in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Hello everyone, we would like to announce that we will be opening for the 2020 season. With everyone's health and safety in mind, we've made some changes to the way we operate. For example, we have increased our waiting area to accommodate social distancing as well as providing hand sanitizing stations throughout the building. We will also have online time ticketing. Tickets can still be purchased at our box office and your group will be called when ready. This will ensure that you only go through the haunt with the group you arrived with. At this time, masks will be required. We'll also be opening our new attraction, Escape Fearscapes, this season, in addition to the haunt. Check back in the next few weeks for updates and announcements, as well as our dates and times. You can get that information at fearscapeshaunt.com. We have this news from our friends at the Scares That Care Charity Convention. This comes to us via Joe Ripple. We are now taking submissions for our 2021 gift recipient families. As a reminder, they must fall into one of three categories: a burn survivor, a breast cancer survivor, or a sick child. The families must be in true need and must be willing to verify background information. We do get a lot of submissions. We cannot help everyone, but we can help three. Please send your email to help@scaresthatcare.org for more information. And find out about the good work that Scares That Cares does. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News heartily support this charity at scaresthatcare.org. We have a little more international news, this time from the Edmonton Haunted House in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. As many of you have seen, we are now hiring for the 2020 season and our tickets will soon be on sale. We have had many questions on how we plan on reopening safely, and we want to assure our amazing customers and potential actors and workers that we are consistently monitoring the COVID-19 situation and we plan to reopen with the utmost safety in mind. As you know, masks are now mandatory inside public spaces in Edmonton. Therefore, we will require that you are wearing masks. Our main plan is to implement time ticketing and minimize walk-ups to limit the amount of people in the facility at once. will also be abiding by any crowd restriction regulations. There will be more protocols implemented as we move forward and get closer to opening day. We will keep you updated closer to that time, as there are still a few weeks until we're in full swing. Things can change quickly, but rest assured that we plan on opening with everyone's safety in mind and going above and beyond to maintain the quality of our show with safety measures implemented. Stay safe, stay spooky, and save Halloween. Sincerely, the Deadmonton Management Team. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Deadmonton House. We have this update from the Nightmare Factory in Salem, Oregon. Due to circumstances beyond our control, the Nightmare Factory will be closed for the 2020 season. We will return in 2021 if everything works in our favor. We want to thank you for your support for the past 30 plus years. When we do return, the haunt will be better than ever. Keep up with their updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Nightmare Factory Salem. We have this news from the Dread Hollow Haunted House in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Due to COVID, we'll be hiring 70 actors, 35 per shift. Shifts will be Thursday from 6 to 10 and Saturday from 6 to 11. And second shifts are Fridays from 6 to 11 and Sundays from 6 to 10. Or we can work with someone on different schedules as well. If the pandemic is still at a high level, we will have to assure social distancing as well as split groups in case of any infection and loss of the entire staff. If by some small chance things are getting better, we may allow more overlap on actors. Please join us so we can have some fun during this nightmare. Go to dreadhollow.com and click menu and then employment application and fill it out. We have this news from the Hokeson Haunted House in Hokeson, Delaware. It is with deep regret that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we must announce the closure of Hokeson Haunted House for the 2020 season. The safety of our volunteers and patrons were utmost in the making of this decision, given the nature of the haunted attraction, including the necessary grouping together of guests. Proper social distancing is an impossibility. Additionally, we rely on University of Delaware student groups to staff the attraction with the approximately 50 actors that are required for each night's performance. The move by the University of Delaware to mostly online education for the fall semester has eliminated that resource. We ask that you please keep us in mind that Comp Animals Pet Rescue depends on the funds raised by us each year to heat their building for the winter. Please consider still contributing to the cause by sending donations with a notation indicating the haunted house to Comp Animals at 1497 Flint Hill Road in Landenburg, Pennsylvania, 19350. You can get more information at hokesonhauntedhouse.org. That's Hokesson, hauntedhouse.org. And finally, we have this news from HauntCon. We hope this note finds you and your families healthy and safe. We are reaching out to announce that the upcoming edition of HauntCon, scheduled to take place January 22nd through the 24th, 2021, at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas, as well as the co-located Halloween and Party Expo, will now pivot to a virtual event for the Halloween and Haunt community. This has been a difficult decision, but we continue to put the health, safety, and well-being of our team, customers, partners, family, and friends above all other priorities, and those values remain most important to us. In light of both government direction and general public health advisories, a face-to-face event will not be possible with the ongoing impact of COVID pandemic and the government-issued state of disaster in the state of Texas. In every conversation we've had with each of you, we are so impressed by how you have continued to adapt your business leading up to Halloween 2020, and we will continue to adapt alongside of you to bring you new resources and celebrate your innovation and creativity. As we have done for the past 5 months with Haunt Connect, a virtual platform for the haunt community, we remain committed to delivering new ways to provide education, showcase vendors, foster new connections, and continue the strong tradition of Halloween. Please stay tuned in the coming months for more details on our virtual opportunities that will take place in January. It breaks our hearts that we will not be able to meet in person in January, but we are so excited to continue to talk with each of you to see how we can best serve your business as well as create new memories with our haunt family, even in a new virtual way. If you need anything, have specific questions, or just need to chat, you can always contact us. We look forward to seeing you in person for HauntCon 2022. Sincerely, your partner, Liz Irving. Keep up with their updates at HauntCon.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the Big Scary News has been doing this for, 6 years or so, along with the Big Scary Show, and we couldn't do it without our fine title sponsor of Froggy's Fog. We absolutely love these guys, and we are very appreciative of the fact that, yet again, they have renewed for a new year. But, something Froggy has done over the last few months, given the COVID pandemic going on, you've probably heard it mentioned on our news many different times whenever they come out with something new. When the pandemic hit and Transworld shut down and there wasn't any new fog stuff that we could report on because we couldn't talk to them, they switched over to hand sanitizer. I mean, they're still making their fine fog and haze and smoke products, but they kind of took the lead in this, and now they have got a whole line of new stuff coming out, and I thought we probably should talk to these guys because there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out, and, you know, the pandemic doesn't seem to be going away quick. So, got Chris Markgraf on the phone. We always talk to Chris at Transworld or Midwest, but since they didn't happen this year, we've got you on the phone from your home down in, I believe, Florida. Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. You're down in the Ground Zero hotspot. I mean, everyone seems to be, you know, looking at Florida here, but I'm assuming you're keeping yourself safe using some of your very products.
No, we are. We're doing our best. That's for sure. It's definitely here in Palm Beach County. We're one of the three hotspot counties in South Florida, and I have to say it's been pretty good news this last week. We've been dropping into some much lower numbers in the state of Florida. I mean, we were experiencing numbers anywhere from 12 to 15,000 daily for a while there, and now we're back down in that 4-3, and we even saw a couple of days this week which were down in the 2,000 cases per day, which for a lot of states, that's like, gosh, that's what we had for the last 3 weeks. but in Florida, that's a big improvement, and a lot of people forget Florida is the third most populous state in the United States. People don't realize that Florida is more populous than the state of New York.
Wow.
Including New York City. So it's the third most populous state in the Union. You have California and Texas are the only two states that are more populous than Florida. So it would stand to reason that our caseloads would be higher.
Absolutely. So tell us, as somebody who knows, when people realized that this pandemic was going to become global and affect pretty much everybody, when did you guys make the decision to get into the hand sanitizer business?
Pretty early on. Adam and I were talking about it, you know, as early as January, February, when we were starting to see things in the news, and we knew, I mean, with modern air travel, you just knew it already had to be here. It just did. And there was no way around it. And I you know, mentioned that hand sanitizer was going to be a thing. And we talked a little about it just kind of almost in passing, because I'd done a little limited research, and so had Adam. And we realized that a lot of the ingredients that go into making fog fluid were in most of the hand sanitizer formulas. Interestingly, fog fluid is not a regulated industry, and so it doesn't require USP pharmaceutical grade type stuff, pharmacopoeia stuff, but we've always chosen to use that, and just for our own peace of mind. And so it put us kind of in a good position, really, to only have to do the licensing to get the proper types of alcohol at the proper grades to really start to turn around and make a difference. And we realized pretty quickly there was going to be a massive shortfall and that people were going to need it. And we wanted to get it out there and, you know, try and be fair with pricing. And it really, Adam and I had to make a choice, really. We could either sit down and collect PPE money and stay at home and enjoy ourselves and lay off our staff, or we could make a go for it and really try to do something different and make a big difference in not just our community, but in our nation. And so we chose the latter and ended up hiring people and getting a second plant up and operational 7 miles from the original Froggy's factory. So we have multiple locations online now, and just, you know, we went out on the limb to try and make a difference, and it worked. You know, a lot of haunters don't necessarily, a lot of haunters know that we work in the haunted attraction music industry, of course, but and that we work with amusement parks. But a lot of haunters don't realize that we're a GSA contractor for the military and for firemen and special agencies, and so we have that entire network and realize that we could not only take care of the civilian population, but we could also help fill the gaps within our own military and fire services and EMS first responder folks who were desperate for sanitizer. Here in South Florida, you can't find sanitizer at a grocery store still, very rarely.
Wow. At this point, what would you say is the percentage of fogs and smoke products and haze products versus hand sanitizer that you're putting out?
That's a really great question, and probably one Adam would have a better number scope on that, because he'll see a bigger picture of it. But with what he's doing up there at the factories, if I had to guess, I would guess it's probably 65, 35, somewhere in there, in favor of sanitizer still at this point, because there's still such a shortfall. You know, with schools trying to go back, we're covering a whole lot of county school systems, you know, and doing doing sanitizer for some very, very major metropolitan school systems, LA County, Dallas-Fort Worth, Orange County, Orlando, you know, pick somebody, Provo City, Utah. There's lots of all over the country, county and city school systems that are going back to school in places that have very low or no COVID-19 cases. And but they still need to be responsible. And so sanitizer is one of the ways to do that. And so we're still filling that need as much as we're able, but we're also here to help support the haunted attractions, because we know for the same reason, there are places in the country where there's been very limited COVID presence or none, and those haunted attractions and corn mazes and outdoor attractions, they're going to open, and yet they still want to be responsible with it. And so we want to make sure they have the sanitizer and the fog and haze and all the other normal stuff that they're going to need to do a responsible attraction.
I will say that you probably started a trend. My office supplies us with hand sanitizer, and I actually plugged you guys. I was like, look, if you need somebody, I happen to know somebody that makes it, but they already had somebody. When you guys first started making it, I heard and noticed that it was liquid as opposed to the gel that everyone is used to. And the stuff that they supply at my office is liquid. I mean, you put it in a spray bottle and comes in bulk. Is that something that is fairly common? I mean, every hand sanitizer I knew prior to this was always gel, but had liquid always been a thing?
So the FDA allowed building of sanitizer under something called temporary guidance. And it was a temporary guidance for manufacture of hand sanitizer during a crisis. And basically, they took some of the traditional FDA loopholes out of the way as long as you would adhere to some very specific things. You had to use their existing open OTC monograph. That was the CDC WHO published monograph for liquid sanitizer. And there were some rules that went with that. It had to be liquid, had to have no fragrance, and some alcohol quality specifications and things like that that went with it. And so we followed the guidance down the line. Later on, they opened up the portals and allowed us to file your monographs related to your own formularies and or on other monographs that were already open in the system, which then allowed for the making of gel, fragrancing, and other doors that were open at that point that we looked on. So now you can, we have sanitizer, both liquid and gel, that has a fragrance in it, for example. You also can still get it without fragrance added. That's the WHO CDC guidance version. But remember, the WHO CDC version, from what I have read and understand, had a pretty specific design to it. It was designed so that out in the middle of the African bush somewhere, you could distill something organic and make your own alcohol and make your own sanitizer in places that didn't necessarily have traditional sterilization for medical teams, but they could have something.
Very interesting. And you just mentioned it, and I was going to bring this up now. You are now making traditional gel sanitizer, and as I saw one of your employees and one of ours, Scott Tater Lind, he's mentioned that you are now coming out with scented hand sanitizers that, and some of them might even be good in a haunted attraction.
Yeah, there's certain scents that we can utilize. They're on the GRACE list with the FDA. GRACE is an acronym, not spelled the way you would traditionally think of the word GRACE. It stands for Generally Recognized as Safe. And so you can find certain fragrances which are on the allowable list. And so if it's on that list and appears on that list, it's something that we can utilize in the right amounts to make some scarier or more intimidating fragrances, if you will.
Sounds fun. Now, with all this, I'm sure that you still have your fog and your smoke products that you have to continue
Absolutely.
With, and your fog machines that people use and buy more of and expand upon for not only haunted attractions but other things. How is that coming along with with COVID? I'm assuming shipping has been a bear regarding machines and other things. If I'm preparing to open my haunted attraction, but I still need to get a machine, I still need to get 50 more gallons of frog juice, is that still available, or has hand sanitizer taken over everything?
No, so let's talk through that in chapters here.
Sure.
when we talk about the liquids, the Froggies products that we manufacture in-house in America, so we're talking about fog, hay, snow, bubbles, spray scent, spray fragrance, sanitizer, all of those things we have readily available. There's not going to be a shortfall. We can make those as fast as anyone needs them. So, and there are going to be plenty of them, and we're going to be in excellent shape on all of that.
Good to know.
Machines. Different animal.
Uh-oh.
If you are out there listening to the Big Scary Show, there will 100% be a very, very large machine shortage this year. A lot of the factories in both Asia and even over in Europe have not gone back to full production because of COVID-19. Even on the very high-end expensive machines, one of my favorites is made in a factory between Hanover and Bremen in Germany. That factory is only operating 1 to 2 days per week, and that's they're very limited. And so, and then the shipping between the continents, and especially between Asia and the U.S., is almost non-existent. Several of the Asian machine manufacturers are not open at all yet, have not been, from the beginning of COVID. Also, a lot of the shipping containers are dedicated to PPE things, gowns, disinfectants, those type of things. So if you are needing a traditional fog or haze making machine, do not wait. Because once they're gone, they're gone. There won't be any of the, oh my gosh, we got a last minute shipment in this year. Same for snow, for those folks who are going to come in and do snow later on. There's not going to be that second round, third round of containers that we have come in where we get mid-season replacement shipments.
Okay.
So get your machines and get them early if you're going to open. Even if you're just going to do something on your front porch and you need a machine, get it now.
Okay.
I also would tell you to expect to pay more for them. We have not raised our prices. For people who are able to find a way to get some in, they're going to be paying premiums for air freight to ship them in.
Okay. Looks like we're going to need to start winding this down just a little bit here. So one couple of quick questions here. Let's say it's a year or 2 years down the road, COVID's been contained, we've got a vaccine, everything's good. Will you still continue to make hand sanitizing, disinfectant type products?
Yes, we're going to continue doing that. We expedited finishing out that second factory. It was already on the radar to do, we just ended up doing it a lot faster than we planned. we plan to continue doing this for the foreseeable future. There's no reason not to. It's in our wheelhouse. We have the equipment to do it. We purchased all the proper testing equipment. We have TTB certified hydrometers. We have Anton PAR 3200 refractometers to test for accuracy and content. Next week, our gas chromatography machine will be coming in to lab out and confirm testing results on all the ingredients to make sure they're exactly within specification on everything. So, if we're going to do something, as most of the folks know, if Adam and I are going to try and take it on our team, then we're going to try and do it right. Not that we're perfect. We make mistakes along the way, but we really, really put our best effort to make it the best and do it all right from the beginning. So, yes, to answer your question, we're going to continue doing that. There's some other things we're bringing on the table that we didn't talk through just yet. We're planning to bring in, or are bringing in already, cold fogging systems.
Yes.
Not related to anything Halloween or scary. These are your decontamination cold fogs with EPA certified ingredients to take down COVID and treat your facilities in between groups or overnight to get ready for the next day and spray down your equipment and treat the air and so on. So that's another thing that's on the cards. I would suggest folks reach out to Tater. Everybody in the Halloween industry kind of knows to go to Tater or Andrea, are two pretty well-known people in the haunted attraction world that work with us. You can go to anybody, but those two would be really good go-tos for Halloween folks who are haunted attraction folks who are very comfortable with them already.
Excellent. And that was my last question for people needing more information about, I need to order a couple of foggers for this year. Or I need more information on new scents coming out for this hand sanitizer. I need to buy 10 cases or a case of this or that product. Where can people get more information with websites, social medias? How can they contact you and place those orders and see listings of everything that Froggy is now doing?
Sure. You can always go to the website, www.froggiesfog.com. You can order all of the products there. You also, for sanitizer, you can go to simplysanitizer.com or you can do it through Froggies either way. That's www.froggiesfog.com. You can shoot in an email to sales@froggiesfog.com or Scott or Andrea at froggiesfog.com, either one of those. Sorry, excuse me.
No problem.
No, it's not COVID.
Hope not.
And then the traditional phone call, 615-469-4906, and listen to the phone tree. You know, there's any way you want. You can, of course, just hop on and order out of the website and not have to talk to anyone, too, if that's more your speed. We're here for you if you need us, and we just want to see everybody get, you know, get back on the ground and, you know, be able to do something. One of the interesting things is COVID-19 does not see anything. It doesn't see political party lines or anything else. We just want to see all of us working again. And so whatever we can do to help contribute to someone's event becoming successful, that's really where we want to land, Badger, is just seeing people go back out and do what they do and seeing the world look a little bit normal again.
And we especially want the haunts to come back. So absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I have sent people, and I know people that have purchased a few gallons of your stuff for their various small businesses and things. And I can only hope that they will continue to do so. And again, we are honored to have you, Froggy's Fog, as our title sponsor here for the Big Scary News. But once again, folks, Chris Markgraf down in Florida, stay safe, Chris. Keep wearing those masks, washing them hands, and using your fine hand sanitizing products, because we want to be back at Trans World next year. We all miss it. So.
Yes, absolutely. We want to be back. It looks like I'm going to get to spend my weekend preparing a house for a hurricane. Maybe that's one way to slow down the transfer of the virus here in South Florida, lock everyone down with a hurricane for 3 or 4 days. Looks like that might be happening. But, Drew, thank you so much for having us on. As always, we're honored to be one of the sponsors. And we want to see haunters back out doing what haunters do, scaring the heck out of people and having a great time doing it. So.
Absolutely. And Froggy's is a big part of that. Once again, folks, froggiesfog.com. Follow them, check them out on all their websites and social medias, order their stuff. Their stuff is dynamite, you know. If you've been in a haunted house in the last 10 years, you've probably gone through a house filled with Froggy's Fog. Anyway, folks, this is Drew Badger wishing Chris to stay safe and stay dry this weekend. And this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.